This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest who was on my show back in November of 2018. Since then, they've had three consecutive quarter revenue growth. We're talking no other than Nugel Inc. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol NUGL. And with us today is the CEO of the company, going to bring us up to speed, Mr. CJ Malone. CJ, welcome back to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me. Happy to be on it.
I know a lot has happened since November of 2018. So if you would bring myself and my audience up to speed, what have you guys been up to?
Thanks for having me on. Happy to be here. Yeah, Nugel has been growing leaps and bounds every month. We're posting a new record, and we have started generating revenue on five fronts now, which is exciting. So we're diversified, we're expanding, we have an amazing multimedia platform, and we're excited. It's all coming together and very synergistic.
Well, can you explain to myself and my listeners about your multimedia platform? What does it do, and where do we go from here?
So what we've created over the last 2 years, and I think it was more out of necessity for the industry, but the first asset that we developed was a directory for all types of cannabis businesses, and not just dispensaries and brands, but everybody, marketers, web designers, investors, cultivation companies, extraction companies. And, there was a need in the space, so that's what we built. And what we found was because those companies needed a community and a means to market and grow their business, we started creating that. And what we've done now is created a marketing ecosystem within our community. We have three publications, print and in digital form, and we're doing podcasts now for video and running, ads in and outside of our network digitally, and we built our own ad server. So what we've really found is now, instead of a company just marketing, and because the industry is so new, we've been able to really put a marketing strategy together with a company, create a digital footprint, tell their story, and then get the word out there. And there's no other company in the space doing it, and we're seeing a ton of success with it.
Your revenues came out October 2nd. Over 245,000. I believe that's one of your biggest quarters ever. That being said, it sounds like you guys are building something very, very powerful over there. What is the potential outside of cannabis that you could use your applications for?
Well, we're excited. We actually built a social media app that we launched in beta last April, and we got a lot of good reviews. So currently, we are going to be merging that into the directory and the map aspect. So it'll be under one roof. And what that's going to do is really give our mainstream audience access to the cannabis community. Now, we've already done that with one of our publications that we just rebranded, Garden and Greenhouse. You can go visit it at ggmag.com. And that is a gardening lifestyle magazine that doesn't touch cannabis directly, but it shares, the millions of Nugel eyeballs that we have. So that serves as a portal for companies that want to market without touching the cannabis industry, the ability to do that. We also have Nugel Magazine and Professional Marijuana Grower, which are very cannabis driven, both on the trade and the lifestyle side, which is complementary to the app. But, we don't want the cannabis industry to be specific to the cannabis industry, and it shouldn't. So when we launch the social media platform, our strategy is going to be to become a mainstream company that is a cannabis company.
From this quarter that you just put out, October the 2nd, from the last quarter you put out, it seems like your revenues grew over close to $100,000. Where is the growth coming from?
What's interesting and what we're excited about is the growth is coming from all aspects. Print, digital, in the cannabis industry, outside of the cannabis industry. We're now doing the podcast, so we have video marketing, and we just turned on the featured profiles at a very low level of entry, so we're monetizing the software right now. So what's exciting is we are growing, but we're growing on all fronts, and not just a cannabis company, that's great for any type of business. Our revenue is diversified. It gives us the ability to adapt, move, and change as the industry adapts, moves, and changes. And we're seeing success on all fronts.
In closing here, what do you want your stockholders and my listeners to take away from this interview today?
What I want them to take away is, you know, and when you are in any growing industry, such as the cannabis industry, you know, you're going to see peaks and valleys. And, you know, sometimes the hype of it in a negative or a positive way, you know, does translate into misinformation. You know, our company is growing by the numbers. We couldn't be happier, with where we're at in the space. And I think we're positioned to really be a dominant force in the space. And we're starting to see that emerge with the company. So Nuggle is going to be around for a long time. And, you know, Nuggle is an industry leader and we're grabbing the market aggressively.
My guest today has been CJ Malone. He is the CEO of Nuggle Inc. Find him on the OTC, probably undervalued here at 26 cents a share, market cap around $12 million. Their ticker symbol again is NUGL. CJ, I want to thank you for stopping by and coming on the show. The only thing I ask is that you come back a lot faster than this time. Hopefully you come back in 50 or 60 days and give us an update. What's going on?
I will. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.